News flash.
Rashad Radio.
Please hold your applause. Hold your applause. This is a random act of podcasting.
Mr. Rashad. Holy shit, dude.
Perfect.
All right, let's get to it. Today, I don't even know what today is. It's like 2 days after my baby's birthday. I guess it is. Let me get my watch. It is September 20th. Wow. It's been a long day of football. The Redskins sucked ass and lost. But we ain't here to talk about that, man. We're here to talk about the Fantasy Football League and the Rashad Radio League, the Rashad Family Business League, all that shit, right? So I'm watching the Patriots. I'm watching the Seahawks play right now. It's a tie game. It's almost halftime. It's been a good, entertaining game of Sunday football. But I wanted to let y'all know about something that's been cooking and simmering in the Rashad Radio Season 4. My man Max, a.k.a. the DC Sniper, checked in with me earlier last week. I meant to get this to y'all earlier, but you know how that go. But yeah, Max is wax, man. Check this out. This is new shit he got coming with me on the Rashad Radio Podcast Season 4. I don't know if it's going to be limited to fantasy football, but I know that he's in the Fantasy Football League, so he's going to be talking about that. He's going to be talking about sports. And he's going to talk about whatever the fuck he wants. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, boy.
Yeah, that's my man right there. That's my man, 100 grand. So let me stop talking. Let me go ahead and play that for y'all. Do remember, though, if you're not paid your dues or your fees, get that money in, please. Sooner than later.
Black Daniels.
All right. Let's let the show begin.
Rashad Radio.
So what we gotta do, I'm pressed, man. I'm gonna make like a logo or like a cause I always think of like not doing it one time, man. I feel like you gotta have fun. I feel like when I put it out, you're gonna have fun. You're gonna wanna do it again at least 16 times maybe for the football season, you know, who knows. But look, no pressure.
I'm down for whatever, and the thing is, like, you know, I can use an outlet.
Yeah, right, it helps. It's fun. How do you want to get started? I don't like to feel any type of, like, nervousness. We can use everything that we've got here right now, honestly, but I could say, all right, now we're going to start from here on.
Well, yeah, I mean, to be honest, While the show might be named Max is Wax, I put all my faith in you to know how to edit it the right way.
Oh, no, so I'm going to be doing the editing for sure. I'll put music, sounds, editing. I just want you to have the fun of feeling like, no, I wanted to talk about this today. You know what I'm saying?
Sure. Yeah, I mean, whatever grabs me, I'll shoot for it. But, you know, we all know that, you know, we could talk about fantasy all day. We could talk about how the Clippers gave up the hot stinky yesterday. There's a lot to talk about in the sports world. There's a lot to talk about in outside the sports world. But, we're in a league together, fantasy football wise, and you know, I'm sure that would be extraordinarily entertaining for the other 8 people in the league just to hear about our league. But we'd be the only 10 people in the world that cared.
You think that, but at times, I don't know how late you joined Rashad Radio, but there was people who weren't in the league, and I'm not going to act like it was a lot, but I do remember actually having feedback from people saying, yo, what's up? You didn't do an update this week or something, you know what I'm saying? So people did want to hear it, even if they weren't, you know, looking at it. And I think we have an option to make the league public if we wanted to, you know?
Yep, you're right. And, so, you know, I mean, honestly, I give you the credit for people wanting to hear about our league. A wise man once told me that there's only 2 people in the world that care about your fantasy football team, yourself and the person you're playing against that week.
That's right.
Well, that's pretty true. That's actually pretty smart sounding. Very wise.
Well, it was said late night at a bar when people were arguing about how good or how terrible their fantasy football teams were. bartender was like, listen, nobody cares. Nobody cares.
All right. So that's a crass point of view that I would agree with when you want to be crass. And, you know, for people who are in that crass bucket of, you can say nobody cares to a lot of shit. But that's such a cynical, that's such a cynical, negative way of looking at things. When the reality of it is, that's not a true statement. Somebody does care. There's so many people out here in the world, right? And fantasy football is such a common phenomenon, such a common tradition that no, people do care. They don't care for your success. They don't care necessarily because they want to see the DC Snipers beat the Black Daniel Slappers. They care because they also have Tyreek Hill, or they care because they also have, you know what I'm saying? Like a player that you have.
So I hear you. I mean, I do care as it pertains to, you know, for me, like I'm kind of a junkie with fantasy football and I manage a lot of different teams. So, you know, it's impossible for me to either 100% root for or against any one player, because while it might benefit me in one league, it could be hurting me in another league. So I do care about other people's teams because other people's teams have my players in other leagues.
Right. That's what I'm saying. So it's like, I don't know. I'm trying to get back to the gallery view. I messed my damn screen all up. But, yeah, man, just let's speak on that. Did you say something about seven leagues you're in?
Seven leagues, and they're all kind of different. I mean, the league that we're in, the Listeners League, and I got a league with a bunch of my homies and our ladies, the Bros and Better Halves League. Okay. And those are the only two leagues that I'm in that I draft a team every year. The other five teams that I got, they're dynasties. So basically, I have my roster, and at the end of every season, you got to make room on the roster for drafting rookies. So, like, every year, you have four picks. Sometimes some of the leagues have a couple supplemental picks later in the summer. But basically, you got your roster, and you can actually build your team. And if the writing's on the wall and it's going to be a bad year, you can sell your talent for future draft picks like a real GM. Okay. It takes a lot of time. But at the same time, these leagues, since they are more time intensive, you know, there's a little bit more reward at the end of the rainbow. Okay. A couple of these leagues have some, you know, triple digit entry fees. I think one league I'm in is like $250 a year. Yikes. And then every fifth year. So this is year five. This is the fifth year of this league. And basically every season of the first four, they deferred some of the money so that this year's payout is like 1.5 times the normal payout. And it's just terrible timing because my team is terrible this year.
Terrible.
Terrible. I mean, let's just say they were really, really bad last year. I got a little bit better in the draft, and I'm not ready to compete.
Well, I'm not able to pull them up, but I don't know if you have your phone or your tablet on screen share. If you can see, I'm going to pull up our league where your team is the DC Sniper, right? There was some talk about who was the DC Sniper first. Because you know who says he was DC Sniper.
Oh, well, so here's the deal. And Rashad, I'm pretty sure you can back me up on this. Because back in the mid-aughts, I'm pretty sure 05, 06, 07, we had a league where our boy Mike Dan was the commish. And we had a few friends in that league. And ultimately, I think the league fell apart because there were some shady dealings with some monies or some changing how playoffs were set for wild card people. But that league, I was named DC Sniper. And in fact, the DC Sniper name came from the 2003 basketball season. I played fantasy basketball 1 year, and it was the 02-03 season. So right when the DC Sniper was terrorizing, you know, the region, I thought it was a good name for a basketball team. And
oh, you had to highlight the fact that you were that insensitive.
Yes. Well, I mean, you know, 2002 was a different time. Who was sensitive back then?
Shit was crazy. Yeah, we weren't sensitive enough. We were also younger men.
That's true. I mean, I was, I mean, 2002, I turned 23 years old at the end of the year.
Oh, man.
It's like a lifetime ago.
All right,
but so yeah, Mike went ahead and stole my DC Sniper name for some other leagues.
He's in another league with us. He jumped in this league last year for a hot second. I don't know if you remember that. He named himself.
I remember he took over a team.
He took over a bitch ass kids team who's been ousted. He's we ain't gonna talk about that though. We're gonna talk about the fact that Paulie, who I like to refer him, you saying the whole freaking first and last right out here, but he is the bullies now. And I was letting Fatima G, my baby, my lovely lady, my Virgo Queen's birthday's coming up on Friday. Shout out to all the Virgos out there.
But happy almost birthday.
Thank you. I'll make sure she hears it and knows. But yeah, she was like, wait, who? DC Snipers? I was like, yeah, Max. He's a DC Sniper. Paulie tried to take that name. But I'm glad you set the record straight.
It's a banging name.
It's cool. You know, this week, I don't have that much affection for it. You know, it's like, meh.
Look, the slappers are ripe to get slapped around a little bit.
I'm coming from a defeat, yo. I can't go 0-2. They're talking about Phillip Rivers can't start 0-2 with the Colts. I can't start 0-2 in my own league, bro.
Oh, man, don't even get me started on Phillip Rivers. You know, that guy, he is a walking disaster.
How long ago do you feel like he should have retired?
God, it's hard to say because, I mean, if you look at his draft class, that's the same draft class as Eli and Big Ben, right? Okay. So, you know, I know for him, you know, he's got to be chasing those guys. Those guys both got two chips, right? You know?
Yeah, Eli, that's true. You got to think of it like that.
Eli's a very, very mediocre quarterback, but the motherfucker's going to go to the Hall of Fame because he beat Tom Brady in the Super Bowl twice. But, like, don't even get me started on Eli Manning. Phillip Rivers, better quarterback than Eli Manning. However, Phillip Rivers definitely, when it comes down to the crunch time, that's the last 10 minutes of the game is where I would take Eli in a heartbeat over him. But Phil, I think probably like 3-4 years ago, I mean, he always had that weird release with when he throws the ball, like kind of like he pushes the ball.
I kind of like Phillip Rivers too.
I mean, here's the thing. I love the way the dude plays. I love the fact that he gets in everybody's grill. I love the fact that he loves to chit chat and, you know, he can dish it and he can take it. But yeah, dude's a walking disaster.
Yeah. And you know what? That's actually kind of what made me like and appreciate his game too. I remember early on in his career, I think he was playing the Bears or something, and he was this classic film of him like going just rapping on the bench.
I know what you're talking about because
not on the bench, but like, you know, he wasn't.
It was when Jay Cutler became a Bear, because remember Cutler was a Bronco first, and they used to play against each other in division.
Yes.
And they hated each other, and Phillip used to always scream at him during the games. And then, obviously, when he goes over to the NFC, they don't see each other twice a year anymore. But, yeah,
Phillip
used to
game.
Love getting in Jay Cutler's ass. Because, I mean, if you think about those two guys, they're very similar in, like, I mean, obviously, Cutler had a better arm, but Phillip Rivers has a much better demeanor. And, like, they couldn't be more opposite of each other in how they carry themselves.
True indeed.
Like, Jay Cutler never looks like he wants to be anywhere or do anything that he's doing.
Jay Cutler is more like Josh Allen than – I mean, I'm sorry, Drew – fuck, what were we just talking about? My man Rivers, Phillip Rivers, is more like Josh Allen than Jay Cutler, wouldn't you say? I see you have Josh Allen on your squad right here.
Well, I'll tell you what, my goal this year – I mean, Josh Allen, you know, he's a walking disaster right now, but I think it has a lot more to do with the fact that, you know, he's so damn athletic, and he hasn't really learned how to play the game yet. He really just goes by his talent alone. I mean, for me, strategically, I was looking for somebody that could give me points, not just through the air, but also on his feet. And that's one area where Josh Allen is not like Phillip Rivers, because Phillip Rivers is a statue.
He's not running like that.
A tough statue. Remember, he played the AFC Championship game back in the day with a torn ACL. Like, that's pretty gangster.
Are you entertaining any trades? I'm looking at your bench.
Oh, I got a decent bench, right?
DK Metcalf.
Yeah, you know, the thing is, he might just have to go in my starting lineup because I don't know whether or not I trust that Rams offense. Cooper Kupp gets touches, but I don't know about Jared Goff, man.
Hold on. You know what just made me think before we got all wrapped into this? I don't even remember if we said that part while you were recording or while we were warming up about the guy that says nobody cares about our fantasy joint, but –
yeah.
Right now, this is what people care about, bro. This is it. This is that nitty gritty. Sure. Give it to them. We're talking to Max. Max is wax. Max is
yep,
wax.
I'm here. Max.
I'm going to take that shirt, wax. Bro.
It's a nice shirt, right?
Yeah, I'm taking that shirt for everybody.
Hey, maybe we
see.
Can incorporate the upside down Wu-Tang W into the logo
Max
for the
is
show.
Wax, right? Because, yeah.
You know,
like
we could do a regular W for Wu-Tang and a M. Wu-Tang, there you go. Max is wax.
That's
boom.
Super. Look how that should just fit together perfectly.
That's nice.
I like that idea, too. That's a good idea. Maybe I'll find something. I'll send it your way, hopefully, if I don't fall asleep tonight. But, yeah, man, the newest show on Rashad Radio, my brother Max. Just want to make sure y'all know what y'all listening to. We're talking about fantasy football. We're talking about lots of stuff, but this is the first episode, so who knows what the fuck's going to happen. You know?
Yeah, I mean, fantasy football, I mean, for the listeners out there, me and Rashad, we go back before fantasy football. We got introduced by another friend of ours who's over in Thailand these days, our man John Henry. And
John Bliga.
Yeah, John Blaze. But I think the first time me and you kicked it, it was there was a bunch of people hanging out at the old Champions up on Rockville Pike back in the day playing pool. And then me and you, and it might have been Chops, and rest John in got in your car to just ride around Rockville and smoke blunts and listen to Papoose.
Papoose? Papoose?
That was the introduction that she gave me to Papoose. I'm like, man, this dude's live.
That's funny. That's funny.
And then, you know, that's I'm pretty sure that's the first time I ever hung out with you. And
I was probably living down the street in Potomac at the time.
To be honest, you might have been. I think the first time I ever went to one of your spots was when you were in that high rise off of like downtown Silver Spring. But yeah, that was Papoose, man. I'll never forget it, Papoose. And it wasn't any of his own beats. Obviously, he was just laying down flows over top of other people's beats that were sick.
Oh, so true, man. Shout out to Papoose out there still making music. And anybody that knows me, you can tell Max is a real one because I definitely rode around with DJ K Slay Papoose mixtapes for days trying to force feed people that shit.
And just popped into my head too. That was the summer of the 300 bars and running.
Yep.
That was the summer that the game just laid 50 and all them down.
Yep, this is way before streaming platforms. This is definitely me still making mixed CDs.
I'll tell you what, man. Anybody that can flow for 15 minutes straight just dissing people, I want to be on that dude's team.
Okay, I feel you. You know, any type of music talk, I'm going to jump in there like, oh, God, I can't resist.
Yeah, well, see, you know, we open up that can of worms and, you know, that's right inside your wheelhouse.
It is, man, because I honestly don't care for the extra long, long bars and long verses. At times, if appropriate, if extra dope, if not a moment, I'm losing focus in your long-ass, unnecessary display of, you know, art, you know, artmanship, but like...
Definitely petty. I remember you were about to say Petty. Definitely Petty.
No, I remember a few in my mind, especially like Papoose to Cannabis to Black Thought, right?
Mm.
And even Eminem, you know? So that's this is so random. Papoose, Eminem, Black Thought, and Cannabis. They all have, in my mind, extra long, like, crucial Attack the Mic verses. But with that being said, it's not my favorite thing, man.
So you like more of a pop in and pop out?
Yeah, I like standard 16s. I like 16, 12, 8s. You know, yep. If you got to go over 16, that's cool. Because then you're about to, you know, give us probably 8 extra wow bars or 4 extra, who knows. But, like, when it gets too long where the beat has to change over and over again, I don't know, man.
I'm not 100% in disagreement with you, because I have listened to, especially, like, if we're going to go back to the game's 300 bars, I listened to his 100, I listened to his 200, and I listened to the 300, and then, of course, other stuff he put out after, and it might have just been the topicality at the time.
Right.
But I was hooked on that, because, I mean, we're talking 2005, and, you know, that was like the biggest news in rap at the time. It was.
And he was making a lot of noise too.
He was making a lot of noise. And, you know, I mean, every beat that was played underneath his flow were beats of songs that I have a great appreciation for too. So I think that also had something to do with it too. Mm-hmm. I mean, when it's all said and done though, regardless of how many bars he dropped, 50 still won in the long term, I think.
Yeah, 50's still winning. Hell yeah.
Exactly. No. Look all the things he's got his hands in.
50 still won for sure. Yep. Sorry, game. But while we're on it too, you know, if I can just add something into the things that I don't like about rap. I don't like the super duper duper fast flows either.
Like
Eminem's rap like, god joints.
Yeah, Mystical.
Whatever. You know, you got, there's a lot of rappers that are known. Twist is known for it. Yep. M's known for it.
He can contort himself however he wants to.
He can do it.
He can't trap. No matter how hard he tries, he always gets into this choppy little flow instead of just doing the trap drop. Like, he cannot bring himself to do it. I think his brain works too quickly to get on that lean rap.
On that lean rap. You know, I know people that think Eminem's a clone, but I don't want to go on a tangent about that. But what would you say to that? People say that Marshall Mathers died a long time ago and that the new guy is a clone.
Because he's got brown hair?
That's part of what their reasoning is. And I'm like, oh, you know that's his regular colored hair though, right?
Don't they understand what bleach does to people's hair?
They said that man would die on drugs and that we've been fooled. You know, you can go check them out. That's on the I Got Standards podcast. They got a lot of different things to say here on Rashad Radio. We got a lot of different shows of different opinions, a lot of different sources. I don't know if they're all validated and verified, but I do know that the brothers on the I Got Standards show and the sister believe in clones and stuff like that. So,
well, you know, I mean, I can't say yes or no to that. You know, that is something that's way beyond my depth. I can't rule it out. Just like I can't rule out a lot of things that are beyond my scope and knowledge. But, you know, it's kind of dangerous territory. You say one thing and, you know, 10 people catch wind of it, and then all of a sudden 100 people, and then it's all of a sudden 100,000 people. And that's how a lot of fake shit gets out there.
That's true. Look at this while I've got your attention and we're sharing screens.
Yeah. See, like,
this is you're getting privileged information right here. They're not even supposed to be, this is their actual text. You see what you see in here, right? Look at this. Mm-hmm. Look at what they send me, dog. All right. I've added a friend of mine that is not with the shits. He's not with what they're saying. He's getting ready to to combat them next week. But let me show you what I sent them, because we're not going to get into the politics. This is me, the purple guy. So hold on one second. And I hate to go on a tangent, but, you know, I just want to give you a little idea of what we got cooking. And I like to have a change of pace. Look at this. Let's see if I can make this bigger. Now, there's footage going on right now on Twitter of somebody that has recorded something that looks like there's two suns in the sky. And isn't your immediate thought as a Scorpio, fellow Scorpio, that, all right, let me go look in the sky and see if I see that?
Yeah. Yeah. Right? I mean, that also speaks to my, you know, lack of really being fearful of things, being more curious than anything else. But yeah, that looks like an optical illusion to me. It also could be the moon behind the sun.
Yeah,
I don't know.
All right, sorry about that. I couldn't help myself. I made that before we did this.
I'll say this, man. If we're going off on tangents, one thing that I've always been kind of partial to in terms of like stuff that's considered out there is I've always been extraordinarily intrigued by the potential for other life out there.
Okay.
Right. And I know that, you know, there are some extraordinarily legitimate people out there that, you know, have extraordinarily reputable stories and stories that really check out, but they get completely drowned out by the crazy people. I'll make it short, but there's this dude, Bob Lazar. He used to work for the government at one of their secret spots out in Nevada. And he's been talking for decades about all the stuff that he saw. And, you know, the government's denied it for years and years and years. And in the last like 18 months, they basically come out and said that everything that this dude has been talking about since the 80s is true.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, again, I don't want to get into it, but yeah, that's the guy, Bob Lazar. He was on Joe Rogan a little while back, and I'm not a huge Joe Rogan fan. I think he's good, though, when he has the right people on his show to just let – he gets out of the way and lets them do their thing, right? Trust me, you'll end up in a wormhole if you start in on Bob Lazar. Completely off topic.
I believe it. No, I like shit like that. Because I too actually I slowed it down ever since the pandemic, but like it's kind of like almost religion for me and kind of weird. It's a strange fact, and I think I've admitted it before on Rashad Radio. So for the listeners that's heard before, sorry for being redundant. For everybody that's new, make sure you subscribe. But I go to sleep happily because Sling TV, until my switch over to YouTube, which we'll talk about in a second. Sling TV has History Channel, and it's got like on-demand History Channel. I could just watch Ancient Aliens. I can watch all the seasons of Ancient Aliens, right? And I will watch that shit religiously every night because it's just so dope to see, like, you know, hear old facts, see old, like, I don't know. There's a lot of content without being.
The shit's fascinating. No matter whether or not any of it's real, legit, or you know, completely fake or somewhere in between, like it's fascinating to me. And you know, I think people are completely closed-minded if they believe that we're the only people or the only living things, or is the only somehow this the earth is somehow the only thing that has life in this entire universe. I don't think so. That's impossible. No possible way.
So you heard me allude to this, and I hope I'm not steering too much, but I like Red Zone. You like Red Zone?
Yeah.
Have Red Zone?
So that's the thing. We cut the cord about a year ago, and Hulu does not get Red Zone. So that's one area where I've definitely felt some withdrawals since the beginning of last football season.
I cut the cord and continued having Red Zone via Sling TV every year until this year.
Yeah.
But they ain't stupid. They saw them numbers. They saw the people jumping. This is so interesting, right? It's almost like it's a social experiment. You see, we have 10 minutes left. If you'd like to continue, because I know the beginning, we were just wrapping it up. We can go for the second session. But YouTube gave everybody a week free. So we all got it free last week to try it out. And the joint looks buttery.
Okay.
Right? And we all went there because Sling TV all of a sudden doesn't have it this year.
They cut you off.
Yeah. So I'm like tweeting. You can check my Twitter, Rashad Sadiq. Rashad Radio is my other Twitter for y'all. But I'm out here tweeting Sling TV like, yo, what gives? Yo, where's Red Zone at? And then, you know, people who come out of nowhere tell you like, nah, it's gone. It's gone. But today I got a tweet from Sling TV saying, hey, good news. We got it. So after we do this podcast, I'm going to see what the price is. If the price is the same as YouTube and everything, then I'm going to stay with YouTube, dude, because YouTube joint looks clean, young. I ain't going to lie.
Well, I tell you what, you know, since we've gone so far off of fantasy football, I'll bring it right back to fantasy football.
Yeah, please.
Because of Red Zone. Red Zone is like, my wife loves to call it ADD TV, but it is the perfect platform for someone who plays fantasy football, especially somebody like me who's a junkie and has seven teams. Right. Because, you know, obviously if the Redskins are, if the Washington football team is on, you know, they're going to get my focus, but you know, they only play for 3 hours and there's 7 hours worth of games. And, you know, to be honest, you know, even during commercials, I mean, you got 2 minute commercial break, I'll flip it over to Red Zone and I know I'm going to get some action.
You know, I know, too. He's saying there's literally 7 hours a game. You're talking about the 1 o'clock and the 4 o'clock game.
Well, the Red Zone only covers from 1 until 8 PM.
Oh yeah. I'm sorry. So that's correct then. I'm just thinking how I use the whole damn day. And I wanted you to tell your wife, hope she listens to this and listen to all the wives out there, hear this and know that I have no regrets, no remorse for that. I don't feel bad whatsoever, but I literally love football season so much. Traditionally do these football leagues, call up the old homies, make shit shake. And when Sunday comes, I'm unavailable. There's no recording music. There's no making beats. There's no making podcasts. And I got to stop being like that. Dude, I literally am watching football from 9 a.m. until I go to bed. That is a whole day.
It's beautiful.
You know, like,
it's beautiful. Especially if you're like this year, dude.
Oh,
like,
yeah, well, it's different
having,
now.
Having a shot at pure unadulterated sports joy. You know, I mean, when basketball and hockey and baseball all started back up in late July, especially when hockey and basketball had their early rounds, when you had like four games a day starting at noon, like I was in heaven. I was in heaven as a sports junkie. You know, the Reds, like that to me was the closest I could come to. I mean, it felt more like the NCAA tournament than Red Zone because it was full, complete games I was watching. But I could flip the channel 3-4 different times and find a game. And after, at that point, 4 months of doing nothing but watching replays of old championships, you know, it was a refreshing – it was a refreshing change.
It is interesting how much joy the sports has brought me, at least. And I can feel it giving the rest of the world. You can see it in the commercials. It's just like, damn, man, we really need these things right now.
It's funny, too. You know, it we do need them. And, you know, we do definitely need the sports. And, you know, thing about fantasy football, obviously, everybody, like, because football is so popular, fantasy football itself has become ubiquitous. I mean, I just told you earlier, I got a league that is literally me, my homies, and our ladies. We wanted to call it Bros and Hoes, but that definitely wasn't
Bros and Hoes.
So it's definitely the Bros and Better Halves league. But we've had that league. We've had
tell
that
them
league
not
going.
Be squared. That would have been better.
It would have been better, but we got a bunch of strong women in our circle. We've all punched up when it comes to our we've all punched way above our weight class. You got a bunch of DC professional women with advanced degrees. They're not going to walk around allowing themselves
letting people call
hoes.
No.
That's right.
Especially for no gain whatsoever, except for y'all to be like, ha, ha, ha.
Exactly, exactly. So there could be a punchline between me and my homies. Yeah.
Well, shout out to the boats and better half, or bros and better halves.
That's right. That's right. I mean, it's,
you know, we have a show, I should say, called Real Men Record Their Wives.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So the shout out to Kendo and Demi and my baby Fatima G. And, you know, that would definitely not fly with those ladies as well if we try to do some slick shit like, hey, let's name it, you know, something degrading. So I totally get it. I'm being sarcastic.
Look, I mean, we were just happy to have the ladies agree to get in the league to begin with. We were, that was at the time, I felt like it was an upset, like a upset win. Just like I'm going to be upset if you win on Sunday against me.
You are going to be upset. And you know who's going to be upset also? Shout out to Junio. You know Junio, right?
Oh, yeah. I know. I've known Junio since we were kids.
He's texting me right now, but or notifying me on Instagram. He wanted to be in the league. I had to cut some people out. Mm. He kind of was shit in the bed last year in the beginning. I don't know if you remember that, but it wasn't intentional that I cut you out, Junio. Junio, if you hear this one, you know, we got love for you, bro. It was, everything was just, you know, a lot of people are like, yo, what the hell? You did this stuff at the last second. I was like, yo, man, you want it or not? Like, let's go, man. I really didn't think NFL was going to do it. And like, we already talked on text. You're like, nah, man, I think that shit's going down.
I thought that, you know, they, you know, people put up Twitter polls all the time, right? And I would say as early as, I can't say June, but I think once I saw the NHL, NBA, the WNBA, Major League Baseball, once I started seeing those get off the ground a little bit, I knew it wasn't going to be perfect. Just like, I mean, it's been perfect in the bubbles down in Florida and up in Canada. Like those, they've had zero issues. Baseball had their problems at first because some of the players weren't following the rules. But, you know, I think the NFL always wins. There's never a time when the NFL doesn't win. The NFL is the only sport that didn't have anything disrupted from their regular season. They had some of their off-season programming disrupted by COVID, but they lost zero games. They lost the games that nobody wants to play anyways, the preseason games. And if you saw the games last Sunday, which I know you did, it didn't look like they missed the preseason that much. I don't think we'll ever see preseason games again. No. But the NFL also had a chance to see what worked for these other leagues and see what didn't work. And
I'm cutting a second just so you know, and I hope it doesn't. If you want to, you can keep going.
It's all good. But what time? I might actually have to go.
If you got a roll, then we can cut it short for the end, but I just don't want you, it's going to cut in like a second. So this is the first episode of Max's Wax.
Yeah!
He's talking sports with me. We're going to get him to come back. I'm going to do this again with you, bro. I just know that the timer's about to cut, and they're going to be like, what the fuck?
Hey, maybe next time I'll actually have some notes so we, you know.
Get more structure?
I was going to say, there was no A, B, C segment here. It was just all over the place.
It's okay, because we homies, over. You're not some random cat. So they were like, damn, these guys are bros.
Right, right.
So that's what they got. They got that.
And we're going to get our on-air rapport down, too. I mean, you know, it's one of those things. You know, I need to learn how to not step on you. And, you know, you just edit it right.
Oh, I'm not even going to trip, dude. You might be overthinking it, honestly. We can talk about that after the fact. But listen, man, I'm going to beat your ass this weekend.
Oh, wait. You mean a Scorpio is going to overthink something? Never. but yeah, you can go ahead and try to beat my ass this weekend. I hope so.
Shod Radio. Shod Radio. Shod Radio.